This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday offered both a warning to the unvaccinated, who he said have good reason to be concerned, and reassurances that those who are inoculated can gather for the holidays despite the new variant sweeping the country, striking a more dire tone about the risk to the one in four American adults who are not fully vaccinated. Biden said that those who still have not been vaccinated have a significantly higher risk of contracting and being hospitalized or even dying. Well, the measure announced on Tuesday include activating some 1,000 military personnel, medical personnel, to support hospitals already overwhelmed by COVID patients in some areas. Biden's COVID-19 response has been criticized by many, saying that he has gone too far by focusing on vaccines and the detriment of testing, masking, for underestimating the impact of the politically motivated anti-vaccine movement in the United States. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said that he's committed to keeping the city open as it grapples with yet another spike in coronavirus cases. The Democratic mayor said Tuesday that New Yorkers cannot see schools and businesses closed again like the city did in 2020 when COVID-19 first spread widely. He also said that de Blasio's successor, Eric Adams, postponed his inauguration ceremony, which was scheduled for January 1st indoors at Brooklyn's King Theater. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia's president has reiterated the demand for guarantees from U.S. and its allies that NATO will not expand eastward, blaming the West for current tensions in Europe. Vladimir Putin's speech Tuesday at a meeting with Russia's top military brass came just days after Moscow submitted draft security documents demanding that NATO deny membership to Ukraine and other former Soviet countries and roll back the alliance's military deployments in Central and Eastern Europe. Putin said the Kremlin needs long-term legally binding guarantees from the West, as opposed to verbal assurances, words, and promises that it can't trust. Top U.S. officials said bilateral meetings between the U.S. and Russia will likely take place in January. The U.N. Human Rights Office has called for an independent investigation into allegations of sexual violence, including rape and gang rape, during anti-coup protests in Sudan earlier this week. A spokeswoman for the office in Geneva says that they received disturbing reports alleging that 13 women and girls were raped or gang raped at a demonstration Sunday in the capital, Khartoum. There was no immediate comment from Sudan's government. Tens of thousands of Sudanese took to the streets in Khartoum and elsewhere on Sunday. The protests marked the third anniversary of the uprising that forced the removal of autocrat Omar al-Bashir in April of 2019. U.S. population growth dipped to its lowest rate since the nation's founding during the first year of the pandemic. That's because the coronavirus curtailed immigration, delayed pregnancies, and killed hundreds of thousands of U.S. residents. Figures released Tuesday by the U.S. Census Bureau showed that the U.S. grew only by 0.1%. Population estimates are derived from calculating the number of births and deaths and migration in the U.S. For the first time, international migration surpassed natural increases from births, outnumbering deaths. There was a net increase of nearly 245,000 residents from international migration, but only around 148,000 from new births. A Harvard University professor charged with hiding his ties to a Chinese-run recruitment program was found guilty on all counts Tuesday. Charles Lieber, who was 62, the former chair of Harvard's Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology, had pleaded not guilty to two counts of filing false tax returns, two counts of making false statements, and two counts of failing to file reports for a foreign bank account in China. The jury deliberated for about 2 hours and 45 minutes before announcing the verdict following 5 days of testimony in a Boston federal court. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.